Samsung Galaxy S9, OnePlus 6 and Google Wireless, Oculus Go. This is the latest tech news.
This is
Tech Chat Friday News Update
with your host,
David Cannon. All right then, this is the Friday News Update, episode 27. Hello everyone. It is the 1st of June 2018 today, first of the month. That's pretty cool. But what's also cool is that we have brand new phones from Xiaomi and Nokia to get through today. So let's get going. This is the Friday News Update. And first up this week, Xiaomi have announced a ton of brand new tech this week to celebrate their 8th anniversary. Since they launched 8 years ago, Xiaomi have become one of the biggest tech companies in the world. And to celebrate this, they have announced some brand new tech, and it is very cool. Let's start with the Mi 8 phone range. So, yes, of course, there is a notch. This was pretty predictable for two reasons. One, all phones have notches these days, pretty much. But two, Xiaomi does have a history of copying Apple and a few other tech companies. They claim it's coincidence. It's clearly not. But anyway, there is a notch, and that's not the only similarity to the iPhone X. It looks pretty much identical. Same size notch, same thin bezels, glass back. Even identical looking dual cameras. If you're watching on YouTube, I'll pop up a comparison photo right now. But if you can forgive the fact it looks completely like the iPhone X, then you'll see it is a pretty incredible phone range. So let's start with the Mi 8. That's the standard phone in the range. We are getting a 6.2-inch Samsung AMOLED screen, so that is going to look incredible. And we are also getting dual cameras on the back that scored 99 on DxOMark. That makes it the fourth best phone right now on DxOMark, ahead of the Galaxy S9 Plus, the iPhone X, and the Pixel 2. It's also got an AI camera feature on the front camera that lets it do effects on your selfies, kind of like the ones on Apple's portrait lighting by the looks of it. And the dual cameras on the back have pixel binning, which basically means they can take really good photos in the dark. We are also getting a Snapdragon 845, 6GB of RAM, and that has enabled it to get 300,000 on AnTuTu, a benchmarking app. That's the highest score on there right now, way ahead of stuff like the iPhone X and the Galaxy S9 and stuff like that. And we are also getting a 3,400 mAh battery. That is gonna cost you roughly £315 when the Chinese price is converted into pounds. And that could be coming to the UK later this year to three. Xiaomi is coming to the UK later this year, so look out for that later this year. We also got the Mi 8 Explorer Edition, which is basically like the Mi 8 normal edition, but it has a few advantages. First of all, on the front, we are getting an in-display fingerprint sensor, so you just put your finger down on the screen and the phone unlocks. Really cool. It's also got a transparent back, and it's also got 3D facial recognition, just like the iPhone X. So it can do really accurate and secure facial unlock. And yeah, we also get Animojis, or a ripoff of Animojis. And that will cost you £430. There's also the Mi 8 SE, which is basically a budget version of the Mi 8. It costs £210, and we get a slightly smaller 5.8-inch screen, and the most basic model has just 4GB of RAM. We're also getting a Snapdragon 710 on there. That's a new Snapdragon processor that's basically like an upgraded Snapdragon 660, so it's not the fastest, but it's pretty good, should keep things running along very smoothly. So those are some very cool new phones from Xiaomi. We also got an update to Xiaomi's Android interface, MIUI 10, which brings a gesture-based interface similar to the iPhone X's, and a new driving mode, and an AI background blurring effect to other Xiaomi phones, that are going to get this update. We got the new Mi Band 3. It's kind of like a Fitbit, but this one has a bigger OLED screen. This time it is 0.8 inches-ish. And we're also getting NFC this time for payments. And we get 20-day battery life with this smartwatch, which is pretty amazing. That costs around about £20 when you convert the price into pounds. And finally, they announced a huge 75-inch 4K TV called the Mi TV 4 and a rebranded Oculus Go for China called the Mi VR. Nokia also announced some brand new phones this week. They're all budget phones, and you may have seen on Twitter, if you follow me there, at TechChatWithDC, I had a few criticisms of these new phones. They all have 18x9 screens, but they still have really thick bezels, which is just weird. And they also all still have micro USB for charging. In 2018, that's just ridiculous. Come on, Nokia, you can do better than that. But anyway, they're pretty good phones, apart from those small criticisms. First of all, we've got the Nokia 2.1. We get a 5.5 inch 720p screen, 8 megapixel camera on the back, 5 megapixels on the front, a Snapdragon 425 quad-core processor, so a bit faster this year, still 8 gigs of storage. Come on, Nokia, that's just pathetic. And we are getting a 4,000 mAh battery that's going to let you use this for 2 days. The Nokia 3.1 has a 5.2 inch 720p screen. We're getting a 13 megapixel camera on the back, 8 megapixels on the front, 2GB or 3GB of RAM with a MediaTek MT6750 octa-core processor. A lot of people don't like MediaTek processors, but this one should be alright. And we get a 2,990 mAh battery as well. The Nokia 5.1, however, has a 5.5 inch Full HD screen, 16 megapixel camera on the back, 8 megapixels on the front, Helio P18 octa-core processor, and a 2970 mAh battery with 2GB or 3GB of RAM again. The Nokia 2.1 is going to cost around about £100. The Nokia 3.1 is going to cost between £130 and £150, probably, and the Nokia 5.1 is going to cost more like £200, maybe a little bit less. So those are decent budget phones, pretty good for the price. So yeah, when those come out, definitely check those out. And finally, we've been hearing a little bit about the Pixel 3 this week. The Pixel 3 is going to have no notch, whereas the Pixel 3 XL will have a notch, but both will have thin bezels, dual speakers on the front, and a single camera on the back, and dual cameras on the front. They're going to be released later this year. Thanks for listening. Make sure you tune in next week, and goodbye.